Good morning. You're with Josh and JoJo, and we have the privilege to chat with Mikey, who is the lead singer, songwriter, guitarist for Seventh Time Down. Welcome to the show, Mikey.
Thanks for having me this morning, man. I really appreciate it. The back porch in Kentucky is looking great today, so I'm excited to be on the air with you guys.
Super nice. We will have great porch weather here in New Orleans in about 3 months. We'll be singing Christmas songs, but yeah.
Listen, I can't wait that long, so just come on to Kentucky. I'll fire up the grill. We'll just hang out, get some lemonade, sweet tea. It'll be a good time.
What do you think, JoJo? We take the show on the road?
Absolutely. That sounds like a great idea.
That would be perfect.
We really fell in love with you guys with Just Say Jesus, and now you've got a brand new record. Congratulations. God Is on the Move came out today.
Thank you very much.
What excites you most about the new project?
You know, our hope is that, you know, we can remind people that God is still good in 2015 in the midst of all this chaos that's happening around us. Like, he's still good. He's still on the throne. He still keeps his promises. And he still is, in fact, on the move. And I'm just excited because I feel like revival is, like, just around the corner for our homes and our churches and our communities and our country, man. And I want people to just be excited. And I wanted to give people, like, I don't know, maybe like one unified front, one unified banner to just carry around together and lock arms and, like, let's go do this thing, man, and impact the world.
That's a great message. Mm-hmm. Now, your latest single, Promises, we absolutely love it. We sing to it all the time when it comes on. We dance to it. What's the story behind Promises?
Promises, I think that's the conversation I've had most in my life with friends who are believers, with my parents growing up, with my wife and my kids now. Picture a dad who comes in and, you know, maybe he's just lost his job. And he comes in and he says, kids, daddy's lost his job today. And I don't know how we're going to get through the next few months until I find a new job. But I know God keeps his promises. He's going to take care of us because he says he will in his word. And we're going to stand on that. And I think it's that conversation that I've had most in my life. You know, that just no matter what, like, maybe we don't know the journey over the next 3 months, but we know the outcome is that he's going to keep his promise and he's going to take care of us and we're going to be okay. Yeah, he's got us.
That's awesome. I just went through a situation like that just, I don't know, 6 months ago. And I remember that conversation and it does hold true. That's what's so great about the song. It connects with the truth that we are in God's hands.
Absolutely. And I think that's like the overall theme of it all is learning to respond like that consistently and learning to respond like Christ intentionally in the midst of everything going on in life, like the good stuff and the bad stuff, like both. If we can intentionally learn to respond like Jesus over and over and over again, I think that's how we're going to ultimately impact our culture and the world. Because, you know, in the face of all that stuff, when we respond like Jesus, people are going to want what we have. Because how in the world is this guy just lost his job, but he's telling his kids everything's going to be okay? We get an opportunity in that moment to say, well, we're able to respond this way because it's Christ. It's Christ in us, you know? And I think that's what impacts the world.
You guys have been at this for a while, Seventh Time Down, but we really just got to know you with Just Say Jesus. So essentially, the new project is kind of like your sophomore release to the general populace. Do you have any fears about a sophomore slump? You know, sometimes bands will get like really into the creative process on their second album and fans will listen to it and be like, what in the world? Like, what did you guys change up anything or did you grow a little bit, but also respect what you've made? I mean, how do you avoid that? I think back to the second Jars of Clay album. It was terrible, you know, and it was great musically, but it was not what anybody wanted or expected. How do you fight against that?
I think this album is a natural progression of where we have grown and where we were headed as believers in Jesus, as husbands, as fathers, as churchgoers. Like, I don't think there's any curveballs. I mean, we recorded the whole album in about 10 days. We wrote the album, you know, over the course of a few months, but we recorded the thing in like 10 days. So, I mean, nobody likes trying to stick to their guns and be artsy or anything like that. I mean, I think at the beginning of the process, we just said, okay, Lord, what do you want to say through us to impact this world? And, okay, we're going to say that. Ready, go. So, sophomore slump, I don't know. I mean, I'm just trusting the Lord and writing songs and hoping that they're going to be songs that impact people. And I guess if they don't, I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't mean to make you doubt yourself.
No, it's a great question, though, because, you know, nobody ever asked that. But, I mean, what's funny is like you said, Just Say Jesus was technically our sophomore album.
Yeah.
Because we had an album that came out called Alive in You back in 2009, I think, on Tooth and Nail. So no sophomore slump, because Just Say Jesus did really well.
There you go. See, that there's your answer. Just as long as in the writing process nobody said, you know what this song needs? It needs a bunch of sitars.
No. And here's the thing, too. And this is something I hold true when I'm writing songs. I think the best songs are the most pointed songs. They're the most direct songs. They're the most laser-focused songs. So I like to have conversation. I like to get a title. And then I like to make sure every syllable that is saying within said song points directly to that title. And very clearly, you know, I'm not trying to, like, reinvent the wheel. You know, I think at the end of the day, when a mom or a dad or, you know, somebody who's single and working 60 hours a week and they're just exhausted, at the end of the day, they don't want to get in their car, flip on the radio, and try to decipher whatever it is God told me the week before in a song. So I think they don't want to do that. They're exhausted. They don't have time for that. I think what people want is when they get in their car, they're exhausted, they took their kids to like a gazillion soccer practices that week, they put the radio. All they really want to know is God's there, he's still got a hold of them, and he's good, and he loves them, and we're all going to be okay. Things are going to be fine. And I think that's it, you know.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
What ministries are close to your heart?
We partner with Food for the Hungry. So that's a huge one for us. That's been really good with my kids, because when I go out for, you know, say 2 weeks, and they're crying as I'm walking out the door, don't go, don't go, I'm able to turn around and say, see our packet up on the refrigerator, Sorry Annie, who we sponsor. I'm going to go get Sorry Annie's friends some more sponsors, so other people can help them, you know, and that's been really good for my kids. You know, it's like a tangible, something they can put their hands on and say, okay, Daddy's going and helping these people, you know, Daddy's going and helping these kids. And so that's been really good. Cure International is another one. They do, like, child surgeries. Other ministries that I love is, I was a youth group kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so youth groups to me is like, it's like my heart and soul, because that's where I learned about Jesus, and that's where I made the dumbest mistakes in my life and had my youth pastor say, okay, man, God forgives you, and we're going to work through this, and things are going to be okay, and I got saved in my youth group. You know, like, so that's like a huge part of my walk. So that's a huge thing. I love kids, and I love being involved at that level. So those are three big ones for me.
What's one piece of advice you would offer to bands who are working hard to make it in Christian music but haven't had their big break yet?
I think first and foremost, we have to figure out where we get our self-worth, and we have to figure out where our identity's at, making sure that that's centered in Christ first and foremost. Because if you're trying to get your self-worth by how many people think your songs are cool, or by whether radio stations play your music or whatever, you've missed the point completely. Just really being honest with yourself and figuring out, okay, my self-worth is in Christ. I'm made in his image. That's what makes me awesome. It's not my voice. It's not my songs. It's not my music. It's not my band or how cool the photo shoot turned out. So I think starting there is the best place, because then all of a sudden egos go away and you start to get this confidence in the Lord, because all of a sudden you have something to say that people are desperate to hear. So I like to start there with up-and-coming bands first, like figure out who you are in Christ first. Then go, and if he wants you to be a band or a singer or whatever, then go do that. But also, like, be okay with, like, growing where he's planted you. Mm. You know, just because God wants you to have a music ministry doesn't mean you're going to be on the radio, and I think you have to be okay with that. You know, for me, it's like if God's wanting you to lead worship at a church with, you know, 200 kids every week, go do that and be happy there and grow there and impact those lives the best you can. So I don't know if that answers your question, but that's where I usually start, because we get that a lot on the road, like, how do we make it or whatever, and it's like, you might be missing the point, you know?
I always tell our youth group at my church to live for an audience of one and let God do the rest.
Yes, I affirm that 100%. And also, too, like, growing up in Kentucky, like, work ethic is everything. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me you want to be the biggest band in Christian music and then you never play shows and you don't write songs and you don't get off the couch and do anything. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Like, if you want to do it, you got to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's another thing. When rubber meets the road for a lot of bands, they just assume quit.
Right.
Because it's very hard. So much sacrifice. And it's one of those things, like, you have to be willing to do it or die trying it. I don't know if that answers your question. But.
It does. Well, mm-hmm. very honestly.
Yes. Now, how does Christian radio impact your life and your ministry?
Directly, it impacts my ministry because I'm a pastor first. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm in the people business, not necessarily the music business. So for me, coming at music ministry from that angle, I guess, of like just allowing God to shape my heart to match his, which is ultimately like the most amazing shepherd pastor on earth in the world ever exists. I'm looking for like the biggest pulpit I can find. I'm looking for the tallest roof I can climb up on to shout these simple truths from to hopefully like get people's attention. And you guys have like given me a platform that I can't even explain it. You know, it's unbelievable. It's like the biggest pulpit, the loudest microphone, the biggest sound system that I could ever dream of to tell people about Jesus. And I think at the end of the day, that's all you guys do and all we do. We just communicate the gospel. And you guys have amplified that message in a way that I could never thank you for enough. You know, like it's just amazing. So without it, it's like, you know, basically somebody's unplugged my microphone, you know, so mm-hmm. it's huge.
All right, we're going to switch gears here for a minute. The hard questions are over. You can breathe a sigh of relief. Now comes the fun questions. We've got a Life Songs lightning round, which is like a pop quiz, and we'll throw some questions at you. You just answer as quickly as you can off the top of your head. They're easy, usually A or B type questions. And this is the special Kentucky edition of the Life Songs lightning round.
I was never a good test taker, though, so all my teachers in school could tell you that. So I'll do my best.
It's literally impossible to fail. In fact, the more outlandish your answers, the better you score. So
I thought you said it was A or B.
Pretty much, yeah. So
All right. Pretty much.
Here you go. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Beach or mountain?
Beach.
Wildcats or Cardinals?
Wildcats.
Yes!
Seventh time down or eighth time up?
Seventh time down. Come on.
Taco Bell or quinoa?
Taco Bell.
Favorite song about Kentucky?
My old Kentucky home.
Tour van or tour bus?
Oh, we're in a van all day, every day.
Arena or club show?
Oh, man. 50-50. I like them both.
Stephen Curtis Chapman's mullet or Michael W. Smith's mullet?
Stephen Curtis never had a great mullet. Michael W.
Favorite professional sport?
Professional sport. Basketball.
All right. And finally, favorite Judd?
You're going to get me in trouble.
There's only one correct answer, and you know what it is.
Yeah, but I'm going to say the other one. I'm going to say Winona.
Yeah, but the answer is Ashley. We all know that. Congratulations, Mikey. You passed the Kentucky edition of the Life Songs Lightning Round with flying colors.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Particularly blue and white colors.
Get an award or anything? Get an award for this?
We'll get a certificate in the mail to you. Mikey, thank you so much for talking with us, for sharing your heart. You've given us some incredibly honest, from the heart answers mm-hmm. that it's just going to impact a lot of people where they are. Thank you for that, for being vulnerable in that way.
Man, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, Mikey, thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah. All right, you too. See ya.
Bye.